these Democrats could replace Graham Plattner. Graham Plattner's anticipated exit from the Senate race in Maine has set off a scramble for an alternative. On July 8th, the same day the progressive Democrat announced he was suspending campaign operations, the leaders of the Maine Democratic Party rolled out plans for a nominating convention at a date to be determined. They have until July 27th to pick his replacement. Plattner's deadline to withdraw is July 13th. Janice Spaulding, Maine's Deputy Secretary of State for Communications, confirmed that her office has not yet received the required paperwork from Plattner. A public declaration is not an official withdrawal, and a candidate must formally withdraw to the elections office in writing, including signature. Spaulding wrote in an email to the Epoch Times in the early afternoon on July 9th, "Some prospective candidates have already ruled themselves out. Other hopefuls are entering the fray against the backdrop of Plattner's departure, which came after renewed attention to sexual assault allegations against the Democratic primary winner. The top prospects in a crowded field include former Maine State Senator Troy Jackson, COVID-19-era Maine health official Dr. Nirav Shah, and Maine's Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows." While many Democrats voiced doubt about earlier claims from Plattner's ex-girlfriend, conservative operative Lindsay Fifield, a newly publicized rape accusation from another Plattner ex-girlfriend, Jenny Rasico, sparked widespread calls from Democrats for the candidate to leave the race. Rasico told CNN's Jake Tapper that she supported his politics, saying, "If he wasn't who he was, I'd be voting for him as well." In a video announcing his decision to suspend his campaign, Plattner said his choice most certainly is not an admission that the accusations are true, saying, "This is all false." Plattner decisively defeated Maine Governor Janet Mills in the state's Democratic Senate primary in June. Although the Plattner saga has cast a pall on the race, many Democrats hope his departure will help them wrench the seat from longtime incumbent Senator Susan Collins, a centrist who chairs the Senate's powerful Committee on Appropriations. The stakes are huge because the Democrats are counting on defeating Susan Collins in order to be able to take back the Senate. David Schultz, a political scientist at Hamline University, told the Epoch Times, "Plattner consistently, though narrowly, led Collins in almost all June polling on the race." Schultz said there could be some trade-offs involving pro-Plattner voters who might be demoralized by his exit. "The Democrats are hoping that the cost-benefit works to their advantage," he added. Top hopefuls: James Melcher, a political scientist at the University of Maine at Farmington, told the Epoch Times via email that Jackson is likely the top hopeful. He said that both Plattner and Jackson have a working-class style and are strong labor backers. Jackson, who was president of Maine State Senate between 2018 and 2024, formally announced his bid to replace Plattner after filing paperwork for the contest. The logger lost his campaign for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in June, finishing in third place behind Shah and ahead of Bellows in the state's ranked choice voting system. In the run-up to that primary, Jackson campaigned with Plattner and other progressive Democrats, including Representative Ro Khanna. Jackson and Khanna were among the Plattner allies who asked him to step aside before he dropped out of the general election. Progressive Victory, a left-wing political action committee, deleted a post accusing Jackson of flinging a water bottle at a woman. In a subsequent post on X, the organization apologized for having spread unverified allegations, writing, "Our fear was that the left was about to accidentally rally behind another potential monster." Shah announced his candidacy on July 9th. Before his unsuccessful 2026 gubernatorial candidacy, the epidemiologist led the COVID-19 response effort in Maine as the director of the State Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He went on to serve in the federal CDC under President Joe Biden. Bruce Poliquin, a former Republican congressman from Maine, told the Epoch Times he thinks Shah could be the pick, saying the physician appears moderate, but he's not. Melcher said that Shah's relative lack of ties to Maine, he was born outside the state and came just a few years ago, could hurt him. Plattner backers might not want him, he said. Bellows, who announced her candidacy on July 9th, has challenged Collins before. The Republican defeated her in 2014 by a wide margin, 67% to 30.8%. Do not let her landslide loss to Collins in 2014 fool you. Collins is less popular now than then, and Bellows is much better known now than in 2014, Melcher said. Bellows led Maine's American Civil Liberties Union chapter and later served as a state senator. In late 2023, she sought to bar President Donald Trump from the state's 2024 presidential primary ballot, claiming that his alleged role in the events of January 6, 2021, meant his candidacy ran afoul of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which disqualifies participants in an insurrection or rebellion from holding office. In March, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against a similar effort to kick Trump off the Colorado primary ballot based on allegations he incited an insurrection. Maine deferred to the court. Other contenders, Jackson, Shaw, and Bellows, are not the only names in the mix. Dan Kleben, founder of the Maine Beer Company who dropped out of the primary to endorse Mills, dived back into the race on July 8th. Mainers deserve a senator who will fight for them against the D.C. establishment while also doing what's right. I plan to be that senator, he wrote on X. Jordan Wood, who served as chief of staff for former California Representative Katie Porter, announced his bid for the nomination on July 9th. I have been told that I am too progressive, that I am too young, that a gay man can't win. These cynics are wrong, Wood wrote in a statement on X. Social worker Paige Loud, who lost the Democratic primary for Maine's 2nd congressional district, filed her statement of candidacy in the Senate race on July 7th. Andrea LaFlamme, a write-in candidate in the Senate race, wrote on social media on July 9th that she was reviving her campaign. David Costello, who ran in the June Senate primary, said on July 7th that he plans to re-enter the race if Graham Platner withdraws. Vali Geiger, a Maine state lawmaker, told local media in Maine that Platner has urged her to run. Mills, Platner's opponent in the primary, could also be in the conversation, although she is not in contention in betting markets. Actor Patrick Dempsey, whose character McDreamy on the television show Grey's Anatomy, has also been floated as a prospect. He announced on July 8th that he would not run for that office. Melcher predicted that Platner supporters will be quick to speak out if they believe the convention expected to choose his successor is marred by unfairness. Schultz thinks the environment remains favorable to Collins. The Democrats almost have the same problem now in that race that the Democrats had 2 years ago, when Biden was replaced on the ballot by Vice President Kamala Harris. The replacement's not going to have very much time,